Now, of course, Al Saunders can say we did give you that chance, and now it's back to my scheme of things, which is mixing it up. What do you think is Washington's plan against Philadelphia?
The mad scientist, Al Saunders. Yeah, he's got a great offensive mind. He had great success here in Kansas City. He doesn't have the same talent, I don't believe, in Washington as he had here in Kansas City. But the thing is, they found a way to win, or maybe Dallas found a way to lose last week in the ending of that ball game. But I think, you know, they all would like to be able to run the football. When Al Saunders was a coordinator here in Kansas City, he had Priest Holmes, and he designed plays for the abilities of a Priest Holmes, plus the fact when they start keying on Priest Holmes, then open up the avenue for Trent Green to throw the football. So when Al Saunders gets the talent, you know, we talk about, well, a quarterback has to have himself surrounded by talent, you know, to be successful. Well, an offensive coordinator, you know, he could have the best mind in the game, but he has to have the talent to have those people execute what he's trying to do. He doesn't have all that right now.
Chris Mortensen, Philadelphia has a tremendous record coming out of a bye week. What do you think is going to happen this weekend against the Redskins?
Well, you know, the Eagles are a team that I thought, when I looked at their schedule before the season, of course, that's a dangerous thing to do, as we've learned many times. I thought they'd be 6-2 at worst at the break, or 7-1, and possibly 8-0. They've gone through the easy part of their schedule, so to speak. But nevertheless, I think, because as you just noted, they are so good out of the bye for whatever reason. And, you know, Andy Reid gives his team the entire week off, which is rare in this league. But it's worked for him, and I think the Eagles bounce back pretty strong.